Well, 52-10, our final score tonight. Highland Park's offense did their job. The defense did a great job as well. And, in fact, it's our defense that we'll highlight on tonight's play of the game. 6:58 to play in the first half. We are back to action now. It's a fourth down and five for the Mustangs. They have it at Highland Park's 42-yard line. They get to the line of scrimmage, line up, then look back to the sideline to get the play. Highland Park's got a four-man defensive front. They bring two linebackers up on the outside as well. Again, it's fourth down. Now they'll snap it back. Caleb Lewis sets back. He wants to throw the middle screen. Oh. It's almost intercepted.
Wow. Joey Landis. Oh, man, he's kicking himself. But I tell you what, Edward Neblett, great rush on the quarterback, batted it up in the air. That's a defensive lineman's dream. I can tell you that right now. They go to bed dreaming about a ball being batted up in the air and picking it off and running back for a touchdown, and Joey Landis almost had it.
Boy, if he would have gotten that one, he would have been our player of the game, and, you know, he would have been talking about that interception for a long time.
We work real hard on those synchronized wows, don't we?
That's our play of the game. It goes to the defense tonight, and what a good job the defense did after kind of a wild start to this one. They really shut down Pierce, and Highland Park wins it 52-10.